We're talking high school football here on KSOM, talking with head football coach for ACGC, Cody Matheson. And coach, great start to your season with a thumping of Ogden 40-0. What stood out the most for you in the win over the Bulldogs in week one?
One thing that stuck out to me the most was our total team effort. I mean, across the board in all phases of the game. You know, when I say all phases, I'm inferring that our special teams, offensive, defense, were executed at a very high level. And when I say execution, I'm more or less speaking in regards to effort. That was one thing we really talked about, was there was mistakes that were made. And there was times where we maybe did the wrong thing, or our execution was not to where we wanted to be. But one thing that was never questioned when we watched film at the end of the day at all three levels was our effort. Our effort, things that are, you know, controllables, and those things that are controlled between what we do on the field and by our players. Mistakes are going to be made, but, you know, the old cliche statement we always say, and a lot of coaches probably repeat it as well, if you're going to make a mistake, make a mistake going 100 miles an hour. And I think they took that very seriously. And that's something that we really talked about pregame, was get up on people and get up on them early and keep the foot on the throat type mentality. So the fact that we got out fast was something that we're, you know, really, really harping home, and it seemed to stick with them. So hopefully that type of mentality carries over as we start our district play next week for Sirlam.
Jathan South, big game, 137 yards rushing. Mike Fuller, 75 yards on the ground. But how about Joe Crawford stepping into one of those running back roles, 119 yards on 10 carries? That's a 12-yard a carry average pretty much. What did you see from Joe in his first chance at that spot?
Yeah, I mean, we knew Joe had the capability to do that. That's why we had him there. You know, he's been somebody that has been, you know, you can call him a veteran because he did start every single game on the defensive side of the ball for us last year in 2023. You know, and then also he's something that, you know, a guy that I stated when we had our chance to talk was an individual who is out of the blocks for us for you know, he was out of the blocks for us in the 4x1 and 4x2 in our relays like that. So he's been in some little bit bigger pressure situations, but for the fact for him to come out and do something at a very high level was something that we really liked. So with that being said, you know, he obviously stepped up and did everything we needed.
And then South at quarterback, 5 of 5 for 129 and 3 touchdowns. you know, you obviously don't throw the ball that much, but that was about as good as they could get in the passing game.
Yeah, no, that was definitely something that, you know, we've always wanted to do, and something that we've obviously thinking that, you know, this is something we could apply. And Jathan's got a, you know, a dual threat type play. So we ran some RPO action type stuff. So where he does get enough space, he's able to tuck the ball and run. But, you know, in those chances, those opportunities, their corners were playing hard and coming down on the option motion when we run our you know, our flex bone plays. So they weren't really respecting our outside game, and we were able to find some plays there that we were, you know, thinking that were going to be big plays, and the boys just executed them and took them for, you know, deep plays and some long passes there. So being 5 for 5 and being efficient, and 3 of them going for the end zone is probably something that we don't really draw up to be expected, but being a heavy rush team, you know, on the back end, the offensive line helped us pave the way for 400 yard rushing as well on the ground. So it gives us an opportunity to keep the defense on their toes, and they can't pin their ears back a little more, knowing that we do have the opportunity to throw the ball a little bit more than we have in the past.
How about on the defensive side? Who are some kids that you feel like really stood out there to pitch the shutout?
You know, one kid that has been, you know, he's working his way into the lineup here, and it was Xander Harwood. He was a freshman for us, you know, 2 years ago towards ACL. So basically he's a junior on the field. And he was able to come in and do that, you know, have a larger role and do a lot of good things. So he was kind of everywhere, and that wasn't just on the defensive side, but that was on special teams too. So, you know, across the board, we're still pretty young on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we have 2 starters on the front 4 that are juniors that'll be back. And they're going to hopefully continue to grow with Jack Sheeter and Carter Richter. Then obviously Gregson Schneider getting his first start on the defensive side, getting a pick as well. Then obviously Joe Crawford and Tommy Scram and another couple of juniors out there who are getting Tommy getting his first start at corner. But Joe, you know, like I said, has already been a long tenured starter for us. So we got some new faces out there as well as a mixture of guys who are seniors who are a little bit bigger roles that have stepped up. So for the defense, they don't have their stats in yet, but the huddle stats showed that at 144 yards and they're 0 for 8 on third down conversion. That's something we can hang our hat on. So, to start the year on a shutout, something that we're obviously, proud of, but, we're going to have our hands full and be ready for a fist fight in a phone booth on Friday night against Earlham.
I like that fist foot. that's a good one. Overall, what do you make of this win against Ogden? The Bulldogs have had a successful team at times over the years. You were pretty much favored to win this. Nevertheless, though, you're a ranked opponent. You're a ranked team. What do you make? What do you take from this win for the most part?
It's just a great team to, tune things up. It's a week one game. There's no playoff implications or anything on the line there. So, our really season really starts. Our second season kind of starts with this district play, which is a playoff implication game. So we're able to go in and clean stuff up and do some things that we didn't like and things that we did like and build off those. So, overall, it's a good start to the season. It's a good morale boost. It's always nice to start the season 1-0, but the rankings and all that stuff, there's a reason why the state doesn't start ranking still week five anyways. Is really, you can't really judge a team of who they are in the first week because nobody knows, who basically is coming back, injuries or anything like that. So you kind of try to shut out that outside noise and focus on the mentality of being 1-0 every single week. So that's one thing that we're really going to focus on is really honing in on putting this game behind us. Again, building on the things we did well, fixing our mistakes, and then really trying to take care of business as we focus on starting our district play 1-0.
Way back when, we talked about the strength of this district that you're in and the talent that there is, and that means Earlham, your first district opponent. You still have games against teams like South Central, Calhoun, IKM, Panorama. Southwest Valley's improved this year. Riverside's got an explosive back, and they got off to a great start. When you look at Earlham and just like you say, it could be a playoff implication game already. How do you get your boys up so big for an early type of playoff game, even though it's week two?
Yeah, that's exactly a great way to put it because it's going to have some notoriety and people are going to talk about the game because of these quote unquote rankings that are taking place already that are pretty much nonsense. We don't want to look at those and we really don't care about them, but unfortunately the propaganda is out there and people are going to build that. So at the end of the day, as we told the boys, it's funny that you mentioned this because we told them same exact thing yesterday during our install and our film was, I'm not going to prepare any differently. We're not going to coach you differently. And we're not going to treat you guys any differently because of the type of the game. So, we're going to be ready to roll for Earlham no matter who it was. We're going to treat it like a playoff game. We're going to treat it like a regular season game. So we're going to prepare the same. We're going to act the same. We're not going to hopefully, get caught up in the moment of the notoriety that everybody else wants to build around it. We're going to focus on who we are and what we do, and that's really all we can control.
Caleb Smith for them at 237 yards on the ground last week in their opening game he has big numbers. There's no doubt about that. What does their running game do with him and others that will put pressure on your defense that you're going to have to focus in on?
Yeah, no, he's a good player. There's no doubt about that. He's got a lot of returning yards from last year, too, and he's a lot better player than he was the year before, rightfully so. You see that junior, senior growth. So they're going to do what we do, and we're going to do what we do, and that's going to be hopefully stop the run because that's where it starts, and that's what both teams like to do. They have an opportunity to throw the ball as well as they were 5-for-7 in the year for 70 yards and a couple of touchdowns as well. So when Caskey wants to throw it, he can. And last year he showed, even though he was a run team with Caleb Smith and Ryan Stiles back there, they ran for a combined probably close to 2,000 yards. But yet there's times later on in the year they did throw the ball 30 times a game. So he's not afraid to do that. We got to be prepared for the onside kick where they do onside kick the ball every single time because that's what they do, regardless of the score. So that's a whole nother facet of the game that you got to be prepared for. So, at the end of the day, our defense is going to focus on recognition of formations and recognition of plays and just use the scout team that we have available and also, using the scout film that we have available to put our kids in the best position to be successful.
Well, it should be a well of a football game here in week number two. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck this week against the Cardinals. Thanks so much.
Yep. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC football with us here on KSOM.